Hello and welcome to the Align Research podcast, where I'm joined by Clifford Gross, who's the CEO at Tech Capital. How are you today, Clifford?
I am well, Zach. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Starting off with, I suppose, a look at the new year. Question is, which of your portfolio companies are you particularly excited about for 2019?
Well, we actually are excited about four of them. And Belisquera, Lucid, Solaris, and Guidant. And they each have sort of compelling points that we feel would make them really likely to have an uplift in their value in the forthcoming periods. If you like, I could go company by company and be a little more granular.
A little bit more granular would be good, I think.
Okay. Well, Belisquera has developed an improved portable oxygen concentrator to provide on-the-go supplemental oxygen. Their patented device will be smaller, lighter, and quieter than competitive products. And I guess perhaps most importantly, it'll have a push-button replaceable filter cartridge that allows the user to upgrade the unit as the disease progresses. They anticipate they'll receive FDA clearance for their device in Q2 or Q3 this year, and begin sales in Q4. According to Global Market Insights, the medical portable O2 market is currently $1.4 billion a year, and it's growing by more than $100 million a year. When Belisquera receives clearance from the FDA, their value should dramatically increase. Tech Capital owns 29% of Belisquera.
Right. Okay, so you've got that's one situation on the runway. What's the next one?
Lucid. Lucid has built a new online eyeglass business which combines technology with traditional eyewear. The online eyeglass businesses are primarily either fashion businesses or sort of low price sensitive businesses. And so we have built a new online eyeglass business that takes fashion and price and adds to it technology. Recently, they introduced Lucid Loud 1.0, which is the first proper prescription glasses that you can use to answer your phone, listen to music, and talk with Siri. The product has been very well received and is almost completely sold out, even though it was just launched in August. They are slated to roll out Lucid Loud 2.0 in Q1 with a range of fashion-forward designs, as well as introduce the Richard Sherman-inspired line of athletic sunglasses in Q2. In November, this past November, they launched a global affiliate and reseller program, and more than 70 affiliates signed on to sell the products in the first week. According to Statista, the current online market for eyewear is $3.8 billion a year. Tech Capital owns 100% of Lucid, and we reckon that Lucid could earn a piece of that $3.8 billion market.
Okay, so that's going well.
Yeah, it's going well. The next company is Solaris, which is the Latin term for salt. Solaris is a food tech business that owns a patented process to produce what are probably the world's smallable edible salt crystals. These small crystals dissolve faster on your tongue, so you need to use less salt while still having the salty taste that consumers love. Net-net, less salt means about 50% less sodium. Less sodium means a reduced likelihood of developing heart disease, the world's number one killer. Solaris aims to add additional senior management with Fortune 500 manufacturing experience and launch pilot production of Solaris salt by Q2 and begin selling Solaris salt in Q4. According to Future Market Insights, the low-sodium ingredient market is expected to reach $1.76 billion by 2025. Tech Capital owns 97.5% of Solaris.
Right, another situation where your judgment is proving to be correct. What's the final of the four?
Guidant. Guidant, which is our newest company, Guidant owns a patented technology that enables the development of software apps for controlling autonomous vehicles. In addition to strengthening the board with a leading automotive industry expert, they plan to launch the company website and their out-licensing program in the first quarter of 2019. According to Statista, the U.S. market for autonomous vehicles is projected to reach $6 billion by 2025. Tech Capital owns 100% of Guidant.
I mean, you said that you've got these, you know, these big markets there. I mean, is it something where you might get 1% of the market or 10%? Or is there any rule of thumb on that?
I mean, it would be a little speculative to say what percent we can get, but even if they just earned 1% or 2% of the market, which is certainly conceivable because they have proprietary technology and in most cases Fortune 500 management, the value of any one of these holdings that I've just described is worth a multiple of our current market as a business.
Okay, and obviously to tie in with the fortunes of these, let's say these, your Fab Four that you've got there. Last year, we saw a number of executive appointments across several of the companies. Should we take it from that you regard product commercialization as, you know, getting nearer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the companies are all developing. As I discussed just briefly, Bell Skira is seeking 510K clearance from the FDA. Lucid is currently selling product and going into next generation product, and just signed on Richard Sherman, who is an NFL football star, as a brand ambassador. And Solaris has appointed two directors, one who's the former brand manager for Pringles, which is the fourth largest snack business in the world, and another gentleman who is the director of product development for one of the world's largest supermarket chains, Albertsons. And then recently, Solaris added Victor Manzanilla as its CEO, who is a rising star. He was at Procter & Gamble as a brand manager. And so we think Solaris is really well positioned, not only in terms of its proprietary technology, which has shown to produce a salt substitute that has roughly half the sodium, but also in terms of its sort of pedigree of its management team that knows how to leverage distribution, has done it before globally. And Guidant is really exciting because the autonomous vehicle space is heating up, and in the next 2 to 3 years, you'll be able to buy an autonomous vehicle. And we believe that all those vehicles will be controlled by software apps, and we've acquired exclusive rights to a patent that allows you to control vehicles with software apps from your desktop, your smartphone, or your watch. And to add a little gravitas to the situation, Guidant brought on a chairman, Harold Braun, who was former CEO of Siemens Networks USA. And recently we announced John Denishin has added himself to the director roster of Guidant. Johann Denishin is a very well-regarded individual in the automotive industry. He was executive vice president of General Motors and president of the Cadillac Motor Division. Previously, he was president of Infiniti Motors, and previously, before that, he was president of Audi of America. So you couldn't really ask for a more capable senior board than Guidant has. So we're very excited. The formula is something like this. As a result of our very large network of universities that we source from, it's about 4,500 institutions, we're able to find these diamonds in the rough. And that's great, but it's not sufficient. You have to add to that management that has the gravitas, experience, and know-how to be able to bring these technologies to market. And so that's sort of the combination that we bring. You know, proprietary, exciting new technology coupled with sort of Fortune 500 management. And we think as a result of that 1-2 punch, we're able to compress the time to market of developing a meaningful exit from one or more of these portfolio companies.
The final question, Michael, related to what you've just said. How have you been spending the proceeds of last October's placing?
We've been investing it in our portfolio companies and expanding our business development team to grow our service revenues.
So it's not necessarily the cost of all this new headcount.
Could you repeat that question?
The part of the proceeds of the placing, would they be related to hiring this new management, the blue chip management that you've got?
Some of it indirectly, because we've invested in Guidant, we've invested in Solaris, we've invested in additionally into Belascura, et cetera. So some indirectly, because those portfolio companies have hired the individuals that I just talked about. But we've also used some of the proceeds for management team members of Tech Capital, full and proper, to expand our business development capabilities.
So 2019 should be sort of the pivotal year for your company.
Oh yeah, we're thrilled about the prospects, because we see that for all four of the companies, the portfolio companies that I've just discussed with you, there are sort of catalysts in each of those companies that ought to come into play in 2019, which could cause those companies to have an upward spike in their value, which, you know, by reference would improve the value of Tech Capital. So we're very excited about Tech Capital in 2019, and we're also excited sharing a more comprehensive assessment of what we have achieved in 2018 with our preliminary full year results in February.
Okay, we look forward to that. Clifford Gross, CEO at Tech Capital, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, my pleasure, Zach, and I hope you and your family have a terrific New Year.